In May of last year, prompted a lengthy search. Her remains were discovered in a wooded area near Sadorus last September. Robert Arnett's trial is expected to last until next week. Amtrak says it needs more passenger cars to keep pace with booming demand in Illinois and across the nation. Amtrak CEO Alex Cumont made stops in Normal and Chicago to discuss how the service can boost its fleet of 1,500 cars. Ideally, he says Amtrak should double the size of its fleet over the next decade. Amid soaring gas prices, Amtrak ridership is up by more than 10% nationally since last year. In Illinois, it's up 19% since October. Cumont says Amtrak has done this despite major obstacles.
With aging equipment and, as we all know, with some on-time performance, which isn't stellar. So that alone tells me what a tremendous demand there is out there.
Amtrak hasn't received new passenger cars since the mid-90s and is forced to continually renovate old ones. Spokesman for Amtrak Mark Meglieri says booming demand is a problem they're glad to have, but he says Amtrak simply won't have enough cars to meet that demand, which is expected to keep growing by about 10% a year. The University of Illinois is charting unknown territory tomorrow as it begins the freshman move-in period on a weekday. Thousands of students and their families will be loading up the dorms, which means that traffic in and around the Urbana campus may be difficult on Thursday. That's why Assistant Housing Director Kirsten Ruby recommends alternate means of transportation for employees.
Well, we're asking faculty and staff to consider walking, biking, taking MTD to work on Thursday. We hope that will help with some of the traffic congestion. And all of our parents know they've got a route where they need to come. We spread it out around campus.
Ruby says the schedule for move-ins has also been spread out to help keep congestion down. She says about a third of dorm residents were already moved in by today for various reasons, from residential assistants to marching band members. The move-in schedule was adjusted this year to accommodate the first day of fall classes at the U of I, which falls on a Monday this year. Upperclassmen were asked to wait until this weekend to move in. A statewide homework hotline that helps public school students with math and science assignments in Indiana has won a $2.7 million grant to remain in operation for the next 3 years. The Lilly Endowment grant for Terre Haute's Rose Holman Institute of Technology will boost efforts to urge the state's principals and teachers to encourage students to use the toll-free homework hotline. Hotline staff members hope to increase outreach efforts with teachers and staff at Indianapolis Public Schools and in rural school districts. A team of astronomers has found a new member to the solar system. They announced the discovery in Chicago this week. Gabriel Spitzer has the story.
The thing is about as wide as Cook County is tall. It circles the sun every 22,000 years or so, and it's somewhere between a comet and a planet. Its name, rather less majestic than neighboring Neptune, is
2006 SQ372.
That's Nate Cabe, a PhD student at the University of Washington and part of the team that discovered the object. He says what makes SQ-372 so important is that it probably came from a region in space that's long existed only in theory, the inner Oort cloud. That shell of icy chunks surrounding the solar system could shed light on Earth's early days.
All this material was originally leftover building blocks of the original set of planets we have in the solar system. And so the Oort cloud can tell us information about how the planets formed.
Cape says new sky surveys could soon reveal many more objects flung from the Oort cloud. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Radio Maria Restaurant in downtown Champaign. Radio Maria serves dinner and tapas every evening, lunch on Fridays and Saturdays from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and a Sunday brunch. Registration is available for emails on news, menu changes, and upcoming special events.
Well, some clouds have started to move into southeast Illinois and western Illinois as well. The skies range today from partly sunny in this part of the state to a few more clouds to the south and west. Temperatures reach the mid-80s by mid-afternoon. That sunshine will change, but for the most part, we'll see clouds, more clouds for the next couple of days as a large area of high pressure now over the Midwest slowly drifts east. That'll allow a southerly wind flow to set up. That will allow a slight warm-up through tomorrow in central Illinois. With those more southerly winds, showers and isolated thunderstorms will move into this part of the state from the southwest after midnight tonight. The upper-level disturbance responsible for the showers will be slow to exit the region. That means the chances for wet weather will continue through Saturday. Our forecast comes from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. For tonight, he says it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 64 degrees, the winds from the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms moves in for tomorrow. Cloudy and a high of 86 with southeast winds at 7 to 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a few showers and thunderstorms. The Thursday night, low 67. Friday, cloudy and more humid with showers and thunderstorms, the high 87. A passing shower Friday night with a low of 68 degrees. And then to start the weekend on Saturday, still a chance of showers or thunderstorms, intervals of clouds and sun otherwise, and Saturday's high temperature up into the upper 80s, about 88 degrees. Right now at Willard Airport, it was 84 at the top of the hour. Friends Plaza in Urbana right now shows 86 degrees. It's 4:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now to one of the regions that Georgia and Russia are fighting over, South Ossetia. That's where the conflict began earlier this month. The Russians have promised to withdraw from Georgian territory, although there's little sign of that. The future of South Ossetia is a different story. Russia's actions on the ground suggest the Kremlin may be planning to redraw the region's map. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from South Ossetia.